This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Yeah, here's our new single record from Highway to 2 album, Silver Stallion.
Well, now Right Side Broadcasting is reporting that Trump's going to be reporting that a speech tomorrow at 2 from Alamo, Texas, on the border, probably about his successes. And I knew behind the scenes that Governor Huckabee, because I've talked to a lawyer that was on the call, said, sir, you got to talk about your successes and not about the negatives and not about the Capitol. You can't just shut up your last days in office. So looks like what he was advised to do is going to happen. I talked about this a few days ago. He'll do a trip around the country talking about his successes. He'll probably go to like Michigan and Ohio and talk about jobs he brought back. He'll probably go do some nanotech talks or talk about how he got prescription drugs lower. And that's better than just sitting there quiet and letting the Democrats control things. So that's good news. But that's another day we lose. We need him to be giving speeches every day, every day, every day. So should we even send a crew down there? Send Ellen, send myself? How long does it take to get to McAllen? 5 hours? 4 hours? 6.5? Pull Alamo, Texas up for folks. I guess I probably do need to go down there. I mean, this is history happening, ladies and gentlemen. Absolutely history happening right now. I guess we can do it next segment. That's why I was saying I wanted to pull it up during before the break. Here, I can do it on my phone. There it is. Type in Alamo, Texas. And that is not the Alamo at the downtown San Antonio. That is by McAllen, a little incorporated area. And what is there in Alamo? Well, I don't know where he's going to be speaking at there. But we'll look into that and make sure Right Side Broadcasting's right. You know their name is right. Pun intended. All right, I'm not going to waste your time in this segment taking your calls. I'm going to go to Rebecca, Dave, Josh, California Refugee, Robin, Dominique, Tom, Bob, Carrie, and others. On the other side, I'm going to go to your phone calls. And there's so much more to get to, obviously, here before Owen Schroyer takes over with the old war room. I tell you, every day InfoWars is on air is a blessing. They're shutting everybody down. There was just noise that Trump was going to go to Parler, and they shut that sucker down and took its servers away and took all of its, just everything away just like that. Banned on every platform. More than now 50 groups all piled in. I mean, I bet the CEO of Parler can't even get a cup of coffee if he's got money. And that's the global social credit score. It's not coming. We're inside of it. And so InfoWars fought like the devil, built their own infrastructure to put money in the bank a little bit to keep operating. But, man, I got to tell you, I need you to go to InfoWarsStore.com and get supplements and books and films and T-shirts and air filtration and water filtration you already need and stock up on it, because I don't want to be making predictions here. But you should have a wood desk over here. I can't knock on wood anymore. I got a little marble desk. But, I mean, it just really is. Yeah, I'm knocking on my head. That's wood. It really is important for you to put money into our bank accounts before they even take our power to take your money away. Because that's the big push by the Democrats all over the news right now. As you know, they've already taken the president's banking away, his credit card operations away, his email away. And now the sites that host our URLs, that do our server work, that do it, they're trying to take them away right now, too. And so it's kind of like there's a wall and the enemy's burning through it after us. And people are like, God, Jones, aren't you scared? Aren't you upset? No, I'm worried about everybody, actually. And then I'm just pissed that I didn't fight hard enough. I didn't do enough to turn this back. And there's so many people I tried to build up and work with pissed all over me and were big babies and, you know, didn't even appreciate me. And you know, I'll be talking about some of those people on air, because I'm not an infighter, but in case I'm never on air again soon, I want to go ahead and just get out the truth about everybody. Not in a mean way, but just so that when I'm in the damn FEMA camp, they're not out there on TV lying about me. I want you to know the truth, what I did. I've always been a straight shooter to you and your family. I'm as real as it gets, and they all know it. The enemy knows it. And I, by the way, am fearless. except for failure. I fear failure, and I'm so pissed at myself. When I take these calls, don't you thank me. I walked this right into a trap in D.C. because I'm the man in the arena, and I couldn't help but be in that arena.
3, 2, 1.
Here we go.
It's back in stock. It's been sold out for over 8 months. We couldn't get it because the lockdown pollen block is back in stock. Let me tell you real quick about it. With the power of quail egg concentrate, pollen block acts differently than traditional antihistamines, and it's clinically studied to alleviate seasonal distress symptoms by helping to clear sinus passages and aiding respiratory function. It's amazing. Folks absolutely love it. And again, France has been shut down, so we couldn't get it. Now a limited supply is back in stock. 25% off at InfoWarsStore.com. Pollen block again is available in this 1 minute ad. I don't have time to tell you all about it, but believe me, I have really wanted it back in because it works naturally, unlike some of the stuff that's over the counter that makes you all be speedy and irritable and gives you a headache. This is naturally occurring. It's the secret of how the quail don't have the seasonal distress, and it's passed on somehow through their eggs to us. You chew up the pills, they taste great. It's available again. InfoWarsStore.com, pollen block. InfoWarsStore.com, or store.
All right, a new giant purge is happening of conservatives, nationalists, libertarians, and patriots. We'll tell you about it coming up bottom of the hour. And I'm Alex Jones, your host. Thank you for joining us on this live January 11th Monday transmission. Let's go ahead and take calls. California refugee, thanks for calling. Go ahead.
Hey, happy to be here. Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you.
So I had some realizations during that march. The one thing is that there needs to be a mass exodus from Facebook, Twitter, even YouTube, all social media websites, but not for the reason that you're necessarily thinking of. Of course, we want to destroy these companies, but mainly we have to slow down the information war. Because right now, with all that data being sent, individuals can't keep track. They can because they have algorithms.
That's the singularity coming. You're not going to be able to slow it down. You just got to go to trusted sources. I hear what you're saying. I don't want to destroy those companies for no reason. I want to have independent groups that have the truth. But they're battling to shut down Parler and InfoWars and Band.Video right now. You understand? They're battling, so we don't even have an alternative.
Well, you do have an alternative. It's called magazines. You need to start a magazine to where we can leave it at dentist office, Walmart, call it Lifestyle of the Free. And that's
magazine, sir. Lifestyle of the Free sounds great. Do you understand that it had one millionth the response of a digital format?
Yeah, but the digital format's not doing anything either. Look what it done. The country's still going down.
I appreciate your call, sir. It's not that digital transmission is a bad way to communicate. It's that we allowed monopolies, oligopolies, cartels to take shape. But I agree. Locally, printed magazines are the best mode. It's national distribution that's a problem. And we need local control, and you should do that. Yes, sir, I agree with you. Dominique in New Jersey, go ahead.
Alex, first off, I just want to say God bless you. That's number one.
Thank you, sir. I'm trying the best I can. Go ahead.
Yeah, I know you're calling people like us who had our first 10 observations on what happened. And I am proud to be one of the 99% of the people that did not go into that Capitol building that day. But I am also proud that I was there to have my voice heard.
Oh, let me just say that. This was a beautiful event, 99%. Citizens came together, and a few idiots with the media focusing on that with a magnifying glass ruined the whole thing.
Absolutely. And I just want to make some other observations. I was, anywhere that I go, I'm always prepared to go. So with that being said, when we were at Trump's speech, I actually rented 2 electric bicycles so I could get all the way up to that Capitol building that day because I wanted a firsthand view because that's why we were there. And I wanted to be heard because I got a big mouth. And we are from Jersey, and I went with 5 strong. But when I got there, I noticed that there were less cops at that building than you would have at a sports event. Number 2, they were hitting us with tear gas and nobody was even up there. So to me, not only was the front line, so to speak, these Antifa actors that were trying to be Trump supporters, they were up there. The tear gas was getting the Trump supporters a little bit riled up. So when you say there's 100 people that went in there, yes, most of them were bad actors. Some of them were being played on with emotions. It could have been anyone that could have went up, been up there, because they were riling us up, like I said, with those tear gas. And Alex, do you remember the media tower right there up front and center in the back?
Yes.
There was someone on that megaphone. I know a little bit about neuro-linguistic programming, NLP. Whoever was on that megaphone was literally, by the power of suggestion, hitting all those trigger words. Take it now, people. It's now or never. This is China. This is our house. Storm it. Push forward. Hold the line. They were saying everything that would row anyone.
And also read they said Alex Jones and Trump say so. Did you hear that?
I did not say that, but I hear that, but I can tell you what I felt and the things that I did hear. And we held the line, and I did see Antifa. I took a selfie with one thinking that I was taking a picture up front, and I did snap someone that looked exactly like Antifa, and he had those beady eyes. And when he saw me, he ran back because he knew he was discovered.
Oh, yeah, we have the footage of Patriots trying to stop it. So here's the bottom line. Hundreds of thousands of people show up. Antifa attacks. The police shoot tear gas. They get a few of the crowd to attack. The police back up. They get the order to stand down. Everybody comes in. Most people take selfies with cops. There's a little bit of violence inside. A few people die. But if you look at sporting events, sometimes dozens die. Or you have a Rolling Stone riot and a whole bunch of people die. Or race car events, people die. Or a race car goes to the stands and people die. You know, I mean, there's so many sporting riots. So this was like a sporting riot because of lack of security and provocateurs. And they turn this now into something completely different.
It is 2020. Alex, I want to thank you for the call, for taking my call. Hindsight is 2020. If I could go back in time, I would definitely do what those few Trump supporters did at that front window, pull these guys off the building and tell them to get the hell out of here because this is not what we stand for. Thank you.
Oh, that night after it all happened, I had a feeling. I was going with my gut, and that day I did. They said, wait till Trump starts to leave. And I kept saying, we got to get to the Capitol. I kept telling my wife, we got to leave during the speech. We got to get to the Capitol. The Capitol, the Capitol, the Capitol. I got to get there. And then after I asked security guys, I go, should we wait? And they go, well, what do you think? And I said, let's run to the Capitol. We got to the Capitol. It was like 10 minutes late. With my 20 security guys, we could have stopped. If I'd have joined the cops, back up, guys, what you were just showing for TV viewers of the tear gassing when the lines broke. If I'd have been there with my guys and I'd have stood in front of that with the cops and said, don't do it, it wouldn't have happened. Hindsight's 20/20, brother. But, man, I just thought the Capitol Police wouldn't have stepped down, wouldn't stand down, but they did. And so this is just something for us to learn from. Anything else, Dominic?
That's it, man. I'm just going to fight the good fight. Thank you, Alex.
God bless you, brother. Yeah, this is so real. This is so real. And then imagine being me. They're on the news saying I led this, that I wanted this. Oh, yeah, I want to have demonstrations and have a million people show up, then all go haywire and people die. Yeah, that's exactly what I want. BS. Absolutely not. It makes me sick. But Antifa had their victory. And again, Q people believing that they had zip ties and were supposed to arrest Pelosi got manipulated by 8chan, and they went in. And you notice 8chan congratulated Biden when they said he won a few months ago and again after this on Thursday night. And if you're an 8chan person, you're not bad. But, I mean, the leadership of 8chan, who are they? Why are they God? Because they're the place that lets you LARP. They're the place that lets you pretend that you work for America and work for Trump and you're battling the globalists. Well, you just gave the globalists one of their biggest victories in a long time. Greg Reese, you got some breaking news? Yeah, I saw that. I just got sent that by Rodney Howard. Bring that to me. Yeah, like they've already done the 20th Amendment. This is a state.gov, State Department. Can you guys do an overhead shot for me? Thanks. And it says, President of the United States, Donald J. Trump term ended on 2021, 01, 11, 19, 40, 41. That could be somebody inside there manipulating it, but that is the official State Department deal. And we wonder what's even happened. I mean, that's how crazy every moment of this is. Yeah, Rodney Howard just sent me that like 20 minutes ago. I meant to have the crew look at it. Thank you, sir. All right, we're going to go to Robin and Tom and Bob and Carrie and Rebecca and Dave and Josh. But you know what the Democrats have said. They've said we've got to wage war on his supporters. We got to bully him. We got to bankrupt him. We got to dominate him. Well, if they're going to shut us down, we need provisions to operate as long as possible. And their big move is to take the banking and credit card operations away from everybody. They've already tried with us. So as long as your order comes through, we get the money. Order now, InfoWarsStore.com. Get the storable food, the 2020 prices at PrepareWithAlex.com. Go to InfoWars.com. Get the X2. Get the X3. Get the pollen burst. Get the smell vitality. Get it all. It's back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. And know that funds this operation, and I'll hold on as long as possible. We're not supposed to be on air when all this goes down, just so you know. But I'll stay at my post to the end. I will go down with the ship. But please, financially support us now at InfoWarsStore.com.
I'm Dr. Ignatius Piazza, founder and director of Front Sight Firearms Training Institute and TrumpsArmy.us. Are you willing to stand with President Trump and the U.S. armed forces he commands to help defend the office of the president, the streets of America, and the U.S. Constitution against all enemies, foreign and domestic? Then go to TrumpsArmy.us and allow me to reward you for your patriotism as only I can. TrumpsArmy.us. We are Trump's citizen patriots. TrumpsArmy.us.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's Dr. Sonia Baccia on The Doctors.
So this is a product we're going to see if it works. It's called Instantly Ageless. And the idea is that it works very quickly. Is you just need a very small amount. And then you apply it to areas where you might be a little bit puffy. I have just looked at what's in this product. And one of them is something called argyrolene, which is sort of a darling in dermatology right now. It's a peptide or a protein that actually relaxes the muscle. It's also called Botox in a bottle. The other active ingredient in this is silicates, which are almost act like a clay. They're minerals, and they're making the skin sort of tighter. It's actually increasing the surface tension on the skin to push that herniated fat pad back.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise at gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise at gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com. Keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach, at wholesale or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to teamgaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's teamgaday.com with Youngevity. Teamgaday.com.
InfoWars.com Frontline Report. It's Alex Jones.
What a time to be alive. This is from the State Department's website. We all trust computers like they're God. There's lots of mistakes on them. But there are calls for 25th Amendment. There are votes going on that just failed in the House for 25th Amendment. There are hearings about impeachment going forward. So here it is on the State Department's website. Donald John Trump's term ended 2021 at 7:49 tonight, 1940. And that says 41. So it's, I guess the numbers are ticking up or something compared to what I just printed off minutes ago. Overhead shot, please. So I don't put a lot of stock in that. I do put a lot of stock in the fact they're trying to remove President Trump right now. Look at this InfoWars.com article. Facebook blocks former Congressman Ron Paul citing vague community standards violations. So his Facebook's banned because he's a medical doctor exposing COVID as an overblown hoax. And because he pointed out the Capitol riot was not 10% as bad as the average post-basketball game riot. I mean, that's the stuff he's been reporting. And by the way, I like Ron Paul. You know, Ron Paul admitted to me back when he was running for president that half the money they got was from our audience. We had him as a routine guest, helped his son run. I remember back when Ron Paul was running for Congress again in 1996, having his son on dozens of times to get money collected for daddy. But when I got deplatformed, Ron Paul told me, he said, "Oh, we can't come on your show because, you know, you're deplatformed." And just gave us the cold shoulder, which is fine. Because we made Ron Paul in the modern sense. Our audience did. Ron Paul's a great guy politically. But I just saw everybody get like that. And they always make up an excuse for why. That's all they need. But now he's deplatformed. Now the president's deplatformed. See, now everybody is. So folks kept asking me, how are you handling being deplatformed? Well, you're next. I don't know. Zero Hedge has an important article. COVID gone crazy, an epidemic of positive tests. In Germany, other places, they've ruled 96% are false positives. The inventor said that. It's all a lie. Let's go back to your phone calls. We got Terry and Tom, and we got Robin, and we got so many others. Let's go to Robin in Florida. Robin, thanks for calling.
Hey, Alex. I love you, brother.
Love you, too.
Hey, man, just real quick, I was there January the 6th. I want to tell you what I heard and what I heard said about you over a bullhorn. But just before I do, thank you for the Survival Shield 2X3. Awesome stuff. There's a lot of us Christians that are praying for you. I'm a full-time evangelist, so I travel for 20 years across the nation preaching revivals. That's what I'm doing in Florida now. Just before I tell you that, what I saw happen and what I heard said about you guys there at the Capitol. I just want to give you a quick scripture, bro. I want to speak something over you. I know you're under attack, but I got a word right here. Matthew chapter 5. Jesus said, "Blessed are ye when men shall revile you and persecute you and say all manner of evil against you falsely for my sake. Rejoice and be exceedingly glad, for great is your reward in heaven. For so persecuted they the prophets." I just want to tell you, bro, I know you're under attack from all angles, but we're holding you up. And I'm just going to tell you, bro, prophetically, the more they battle you, the more God's going to bless you, the more they reject you.
Amen to that, brother. I've never felt stronger. I got to control myself because I actually am so fired up. I hear you. God bless you and back at you. So what did you witness at the Capitol, my friend?
Well, I was there. I was pushed back. I couldn't get in Ellipsis Park. I had a couple guys doing security with me, you know, showing me where to go. We were pushed back. And the guy, he's a Marine guy, he kept pointing out to me, this is Antifa plant. So we were noticing it, but what I'd done, we left early, and Trump said, that were coming to the Capitol. He said at one point, he said, we're going to all march down there together. But I said, well, let's head on back, because we're pushed so far back. I figured I'm at the back. I can be first towards the Capitol. We walk up. First thing I noticed, just zero police presence compared to all the snipers that we saw earlier. When we get there immediately, I see these Antifa guys. There's probably 100 guys posted up there at the lower level, and they pulled the barricade down. And on bullhorns, they start screaming, and this was just totally satanic. They are saying, press forward, it's our house, let's take it. And, I'm waiting, I'm standing back. After a bit, these guys climb up, and we climb up on the grass. I'm about 50 yards from the Capitol steps. They're up in that tower, that media tower. And at one point, I heard them say, Trump said, take the house. POTUS said, take the house. Alex Jones gives the command, go forward now. And, I'm just looking around like, what are these guys? We're seeing.
Well, by the way, that's come out in the news, and other people told me this. I wasn't there yet. So you have Antifa literally, because I heard they were wearing masks, they said, saying Alex Jones gives the order. Wow.
Exactly, as if to say that on InfoWars, which we knew you were there, that you were given some command. Well, we're not barging in the Capitol, but 99% of us are around.
Exactly. If I tell you to commit some crime, don't do it. You exactly. This is crazy.
And so I'm looking up on the steps of the Capitol. A couple of the Capitol police come down. Just a couple, bro. There's not even 100. But they're shooting tear gas at us, and this kid runs back. And by now I can realize these are stage actors. The Baphomet guy's there. He's up in the tower, total satanic. He's one of the ones that's screaming on a bullhorn. Alex Jones says, take the house. POTUS says, take the house. These guys are screaming these key trigger words, and they're shooting tear gas at us. This kid runs back down, 20 years old. He says, man, they just shot me in the eye. Come help, come help. They're trying to incite those of us that would actually come to a brother's aid to rush up here and do something. And so when I watched them literally go in, I left when I saw them storming in there. But the storm was not a storm. It was a walkthrough. I watched them. I have them on video. They literally walked across the barricade and stepped into an open Capitol.
Well, that's what experts say, and we've seen it. The police weren't part of it. They were just controlled by their orders. You have Antifa attack, trick some patriots to go forward, get the photo op of the fight. As soon as the photo op's ordered, the police are ordered to open the barricades, stand back. They open the barricades, let folks in, knowing Antifa inside would then do some violence and attack cops, so cops would fight back. And then they had the whole story they wanted all put together.
Would the side cops say they were trying to get us to, go along with them. And I'm just so glad that the Holy Spirit held us back, held us in check. It took me a while to decipher everything that happened. But, and I know enough about you that you're not saying storm the house, take our house back. Neither is Trump. So I'm glad for the people that held restraint. There were a million.
Well, our mission was clear. Peacefully be there to let them know that America doesn't buy the fraudulent election. Joe Biden can't get 10 people. We've got a million. Exactly. Well, the lie goes around the world before the truth puts its pants on. As a great American writer said, but where do you think this goes from here, my friend, in 20 seconds?
Well, here's what I think. I think Trump is still in much more control. The art of the deal, he said, you appear weak when you're strong. I think he's much stronger than he actually is letting on. We're going to hear something coming up. But I think that we got to sit tight, pray to God. I really feel like that one way God's going to turn this around for us. There's too many.
I agree. Look at the protesters. Walking between the red velvet if you kick it over. Wow, that's your big evil riot. So America's over. End of the First Amendment. End of everything. China runs us because people came in the Capitol.
TheResistance.video. 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 Infowars.com. Newswars.com. Band.video. And hundreds of other URLs we've launched have been banned. That's why every month we launch a new URL before they ban it. Soros and Bill Gates and the globalists are on our tail. But the new website is TheResistance.video. TheResistance.video. They're trying to block us because the truth is powerful and can defeat them. So the new URL that links right to Band.video and all of our videos and all of our documentaries and all the special reports and all the suppressed information is at TheResistance.video. Share the link. TheResistance.video. TheResistance.video.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer, can communicate information, and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Have you heard the warning from the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
All right, we got an answer on this, and I told you I didn't think that Trump had resigned or been impeached for the 25th Amendment. Because the 25th Amendment vote failed in the House this morning. For them to call for the cabinet to do the 25th Amendment, that failed. And the impeachment's moving forward, but that'll take time. So I said, why would Trump do that when he has events scheduled? Overhead shot, please. So you could see where the State Department website said Trump was now in office. Well, Christopher Miller is now reporting. Sources tell BuzzFeed News that his disgruntled staffer is behind State Department site change of Trump and Pence's biographies. More to come. So exactly what I said is a computer glitch or some type of leftist behavior. But that's the fraud they engage in as a group. You can't believe a damn thing they say or they do. All right, let's go ahead and take a call. It's quick here. I want to go to everybody. Let's go to Rebecca in Minnesota. Rebecca, what is your view? Were you at the march? Give us your take.
Hello. First of all, TurboForce, Brainforce X2 must-haves, and I will be getting some storable food. No one has really talked about Tuesday night, and I just want to make mention of that. in Freedom Plaza. Awesome night, very spiritual. I think you had, there's a pastor there. You yourself had some great peaceful messaging. I've been listening every day. There's been peaceful messaging as far as come to the march, let's march, nothing to entice violence or anything like that. So I just,
yeah, when we say we declare war on evil and we want 1776 and we love God and we stand up against that, that's energetically, spiritually, we are declaring that power.
Absolutely. So Wednesday we felt it was very odd that Trump was supposed to speak at 11 and didn't come until 12:37 or 12 o'clock, I should say. And by that time, some of us had to use the restroom. We noticed all the restrooms were locked up in the VIP area. We thought that was extremely odd. So for all the hundreds of thousands or million people that were there, all the restrooms were locked up. So just something to think about. So that was a little bit of an
I noticed that, too, in the VIP area. There were all these porta-potties paid for by the donors, but they were locked. They had padlocks on a little fence around them and on the porta-potties.
Correct. And so with our group, there was four in our group. We're from Minnesota, the communist state of Minnesota. And at about 12:37, we headed back to our hotel because some people in our group had to use the restroom. We had came down, I know we eventually ended up on Pennsylvania Avenue, and there was all sorts of different people. I did feel that I spotted out some Antifa members in my view. They just have a spirit about them that their movements are a little bit more forceful and direct, and there's not a whole lot of interaction. Other people I did witness, they looked maybe like military people, I mean, very in shape and perhaps, you know, with camouflage on, but nothing out of the usual. Most people were just dressed in Trump gear. Of course, you get the people.
Sure. So what did you witness once you got to the Capitol?
So once I got to the Capitol, I was trying to figure out what the heck I was stepping on. There was some green rolled fence and fencing posts at one point that I was stepping on. We simply walked up to the front and got up on the platform. We were peaceful, and we were tear gassed. I was around elders that were probably in their 70s, 80s. I was also around children, and we all were tear gassed for just standing there. So that was quite agitating. Something to think about, too, is where the guards were lined up, and we were, and then back, not towards the Capitol, we were getting a paramedic told me that they were shooting concussion bullets at us. I did see rubber pellets that were
sure. What happened is they had Antifa attack the cops, then the cops attacked the crowd, then the cops were told to stand down, open the gates, to then flood the Capitol. It was all scripted. It was all set up. We know that now. And the guy that was in charge of it committed suicide, conveniently, sadly, so we'll never know what actually happened. This is interesting. Thank you, Rebecca. Got to get to everybody here. Great points. All right. Next caller up. Let's go ahead and talk to Dave in Pennsylvania. Go ahead, Dave.
Hey, Alex. Can you hear me?
I can. Go ahead.
Hey, I got to the Capitol about 5 minutes before you, and it was already gone by that time. When you came, I saw you get up on a podium or something and try to tell the crowd to back off, but at that point it was a lost cause. I think you've said that. But the things that kind of struck me were there was a lot of people smoking pot out in the open around the crowds, which was kind of weird. A lot of people that didn't fit the Trump supporter, I guess, mold. So I went around the back of the Capitol with you, and I saw you get up on the steps to try to calm that crowd down. That wasn't working either. So I think you guys left right after that. But I stuck around, and there were people coming out of the back of the Capitol, Trump people or whoever. And at one point, one guy started yelling about how they shot a woman inside, and he was really, really irate. So I walked around where the people were coming out, and I was talking to them. And a few of the people I was talking to, they were actually invited in by police. And they were kind of happy and jovial about it, showing me pictures on their cell phones. They were taking selfies with police.
That's what I'm telling you is that they had a little bit of riot at the front of the building, and they let folks in the other areas of the building, and they took selfies inside. This was a total setup. And again, the police didn't know. They were being given different mixed orders.
Talking to them, I asked them, did they look at any of your identification or anything? They said no. I was like, they didn't ask you for your name or anything. And they were like, no, it was a great time and stuff. And then I asked them, well, did you wear a face mask while you were in there? And then I could see the concerned look creep in on their
faces. That's it. They had their staged event. They had to get a crowd in so that they can then demonize and say it was this big attack. I mean, they did a great job. And that shows when you've got big tech control what you can do. Hell, they're rolling the vaccine out. Thousands are dying. Tens of thousands are getting sick. I know people dying, people getting sick. I know people that run nursing homes where their people are dying, getting sick. And it's just, they control the media so no one knows. It's incredible.
Here's the thing that really haunts me, though, from that day. When I was standing there talking to them, over across the way there was a barricade with police inside. And I got called over. One of the cops needed help, and I had some water in my backpack and paper towels, and another guy and me were helping the young police officer. He was in distress. He had stuff in his eyes. But at that point, when I was standing there talking to the police, this camera crew came and set up, and I asked them who they were with, and they were like, just stared straight ahead, didn't acknowledge me, didn't say anything. And I'm like, oh, great, we got the fake news here. And this is pushing an hour after the girl was shot inside, after Ashley was shot. So here's what these guys did. They called the news crew in. They were standing there. They got their camera set up and everything. 5 minutes later, they brought a stretcher in. 10 minutes later, they brought Ashley out. She had been dead. Everybody knows it. She'd been dead for an hour. I was 5 feet away from her when they wheeled her out. Clearly she was dead, but they were faking chest compressions, faking air, and it was just a staged setup with this woman's corpse. So MSNBC, that's who released this video, could put this on the internet. I think it's just disgusting.
Wow, so your call is man witnessed MSNBC fake resuscitation of Ashley Babbitt. And I think we should put your call out as a call because, I mean, we know that happened. People said she was already dead inside. And it's so sick. And they turned them killing our people into us being bad. Wow. Incredible. God bless you, Dave. Glad you called. Very sad story. All right, JD, Shane, Nicole, Tom, Josh, I got to get to all of you in a 10-minute, 50-second segment because the war room is coming up. This could be our last show, folks. Everything's being shut down right now. We're in a mayday situation. So everybody you know, tune in now. Infowars.com and band.video now.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. That's 800-880-1896.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance.
Stock market have you nervous with all the massive fluctuations? With the hope for a COVID vaccine on the rise, shifting political landscape, and the election at an end, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. With Vantage Point, you don't have to. Text MONEY to 411411 to find out how our technology can forecast market trends up to 3 days in advance with incredible accuracy. Text MONEY to 411411 to get what you need to stay ahead of market trends and find explosive moves before they happen. Vantage Point's patented technology analyzes huge quantities of global data in seconds. Stop guessing. Start predicting trends 72 hours in advance. Text MONEY to 411411 and experience Vantage Point for free. Text MONEY to 411411 so you can protect and grow your capital now. Don't wait. Text MONEY to 411411.
Go to VantagePointSoftware.com for terms, conditions, and privacy policy.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Of action, and today we will seek a unanimous consent request to bring up a resolution authored by Congressman Jamie Raskin to demand that the Vice President invoke the 25th Amendment. I expect the Republicans will object, so tomorrow the Rules Committee, which I chair, will provide a rule to bring that legislation to the floor. We will vote on it. And then 24 hours later, we will go back to the Rules Committee and then bring another resolution to deal with the issue of impeachment.
All right, this video is called We Are Out of Time for Debate. If you can pause that, please. Notice the congressperson is wearing a mask as a virtue signaler that says, end hunger. Now, well, the whole COVID lockdown is meant to starve a third world to death, and it is. I mean, it's just everything they tell you is the opposite. These are monster globalist operators. These are the bad guys. Wow. Incredible. But they know because we have morals, they can show us something wrong. Oh, look, a riot at the Capitol. Oh, we're sorry, we're bad, we'll kill ourselves. Meanwhile, they're running death camps in China. I was jamming as many of these calls as possible. Let's talk to Nicole in California. You're on the air.
Hello, Alex, and I just wanted to say God bless you and God bless and for everything on your staff.
Well, God bless you. Your phone sounds a little bit echoey. Can you get off speakerphone?
Okay, I don't have you on speakerphone, but I want you to
know
that.
Okay, I can hear you now. Go ahead.
Ever since we were at the Capitol, our phones have been acting very funny. We have video footage. We tried to download as much as we could. My husband had a GoPro. We're having a difficult time downloading everything right now.
Okay, so we're almost out of time. What happened? What'd you see?
Well, as we were walking towards the Capitol, I saw they were spraying tear gas, and my husband and I were, like, getting very nervous, and there was people praying for the police, praying for Antifa. There was a lot of prayers going on, and this couple comes down, and they look like they were heavily tear gassed, and the woman was visibly upset and crying, and the husband starts yelling, they killed a woman, and everybody was like, let them through, because they were coming opposite direction of us, and I told my husband, what are they talking about, and they just kept throwing tear gas at us. There was no discrimination. There were children there. There was elderly. There was no discrimination.
Yeah, I mean, that's it. The Antifa attacked the cops, so they'd attack the crowd. Then they opened the doors up so people would go in to set you up. A total criminal conspiracy. The left caught yet again.
As we realized, too, Antifa was very quickly because of the fact that they were wearing helmets with Trump stickers on top. And we were like, where did they get their gas masks? Why are they wearing gas masks? And then they were coming, they were throwing tear gas from behind us.
So you're saying you were seeing people dressed like cops, but in plain clothes, but with body armor and masks, throwing tear gas behind you?
Yes. And they were saying, come through, make a hole, let us through. And they were pushing, and I knew they weren't Trump supporters. I knew they weren't there for the march because they had no hesitation.
Well, that's what I'm saying, is there was a lot of paramilitary, not just the meth head Antifa, that are all like rich kids, of Democrats. I hear you, ma'am. It's pure evil. Trump needs to speak out against it. Thank you so much. JD in Arizona, you're on the air.
Alex, I'm a man of middle class means, but I spent five figures in the Infowars store. Anybody that doesn't buy your supplements should. And thank
you. Well, they're really trying to shut us down, brother. We need your financial support right now, so thank you.
Yeah, and I was there probably 20 minutes ahead of you. I left after Trump's speech because I wanted to be in the front of lawn of the Capitol. I had absolutely no intention of going in, and I never did. But while I was making my way to on the lawn, they started tear gassing us. And I can tell you this, I can concur with the last caller said, but I also like to add, it really pissed all of us off to be tear gassed. And that enraged regular Trump supporters to go up in there. And I have to tell you, I've been in this fight with you for the last 5 years. I radio host on your Phoenix radio affiliate. And I'm going to tell you something. You need to get that radio station owner to put you on daytime, okay? Because he would be a millionaire instantly from that. Anyhow.
So what's the name of the station? What's the call letters?
KFNX. You're on in the middle of the night over here. But I had an Article 5 hour for 5 years on Sunday afternoon. And I got to tell you, I've got all my guests, including Ted Nugent, come into my studio. Thank you for all the
guests. We got a lot of affiliates have us on the middle of the night. They're all precious. We appreciate them. I got to jump, JD. Call me back tomorrow. We'll talk more. But, yeah, I want to get to all the callers. This is just crazy what's going on. You're hearing eyewitness accounts. We have the video to back it up. It's all at band.video, band.video, or theresistance.video. Okay, Shane in Virginia. Go ahead. You're on the air.
Hey, Alex. I just want to let you know we were down there to see the president speak, and it was packed. We didn't have a chance to get on the ellipse. And we were there about 6 o'clock in the morning. I stood in a space about 6 inches for about 3.5-4 hours.
And it was very claustrophobic.
Yeah, they didn't even give a chance to let everybody through to get onto the ellipse. Anyway, listen to the entire speech that Trump gave. Not one time did he incite violence. So it was all done. We walked down to the backside of the Capitol. There were already reports of people like trying to break in. We were just on the outside. On the backside of the Capitol, it was almost as packed as, you know, the space on the street outside the ellipse towards the Washington Monument. We were singing the national anthem, God Bless America, chanting USA, you know. So if that's insurrection, that's...
No, I hear you. It was less than 100 people, brother, that broke in, most of them Antifa. God bless you. That's what happened, folks. They don't want people to see the images. I'm going quick to everybody. Let's go to Tom in Washington. Go ahead, Tom.
Alex, you there?
Yep.
Hey, this is Tom from Washington. First of all, I want to say I've been listening to you for 15 years. I appreciate you bringing the truth to me for all these years. You broke Bilderberg. People thought I was nuts. I've been trying to spread the word ever since. I really wanted to get on here to reiterate a few points. I was there. I was among the first group standing back like 20 feet from the barricade to get tear gassed. I watched old women get tear gassed. I can attest to what the previous caller said about the Trump supporters getting angry after they started getting tear gassed by police.
We had vets. I have video of this, too, if you need the video. We had vets up there preaching, you know, throughout the entire day saying, hey, I'm a vet. I'll fight for you. I would die for you. But this is the, you know, we are on your, the police are on our side.
Yeah, sir, well, you know what happened now. Antifa, before Trump's speech even began, attacked. Riot cops came out. Then as people pushed forward, not knowing where they were supposed to go, they got attacked. It was bad management, the stand down by the Capitol. It was all a psychological setup, a powder keg. What happened with a football crowd, a basketball crowd, a soccer crowd, it was a guaranteed operation.
I'm 100% with you, and I can also attest to the people on the media tower. So I watched those people climb the media tower, and I kept telling everybody they're trying to antagonize us. They are trying to antagonize us. And like I said, see, people didn't start getting mad. I saw some people in front of me get pissed off, and I tried to get video, but my video was pointed down.
I got to jump. I got to get to every caller before the show ends. Carrie and then Josh in Florida. Carrie in Oregon, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hey, thanks. God bless you. I was at the Capitol and sounding like I was at the backside, but at the rally, I think you walked about 5 feet away from me as you guys were making your way through the crowd. Everyone is yelling your name and cheering. Anyway, we were up on the second level of the Capitol in the back, and this man you had on earlier saying we were singing the national anthem. I was up on that second level looking down at people. We were all singing the national anthem. We were all yelling USA. That is absolutely correct. Now, I had a clear visual of the door, one of the doors that were they were trying to break in. Lots of guys dressed in black there. Now, can I say it was Antifa? Of course I can't.
Well, I can because Antifa wears pink on their breathers or bandanas. And you look, they're almost all wearing pink markers on black. They wear black on pink.
What I did see was right in front of me, I was standing on the rail. Right in front of me, guys were being pulled up. They were scaling the wall or being pushed up from below, being pulled over the rail right in front of me. In fact, I actually helped some of them. And as soon as they got up there, they walked straight for that door.
No, that's it. I got to jump. Thank you, Carrie. Call me back again tomorrow. We'll open the phones up again for all this. Josh in Florida, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hey, Alex. I just want to say I think this was maybe the biggest military blunder in our fight. This is like the equivalent of having two generals with the same army and just getting annihilated.
Well, this was like Pearl Harbor, but not the way Schumer said. We got snuck attack here.
That's what I mean. I was out there, got there around 7:30. Everything was peaceful and love. I didn't see one Confederate flag out there. I didn't see anything like that. But what I did see, and I was telling my buddy, was watch out for the people in camo and wearing face masks, because that's not Trump people. And
that's right. They sent in military provocateurs, mercenaries, and leftists. We have all the video. You're absolutely right. I'm out of time. Great point. Owen Schroyer is coming up with the War Room. I'm going to be co-hosting. I'll pop in with him. We've got a couple special reports right up front that are very powerful. They're going to be aired. Everyone tune in at band.video, the Owen Schroyer War Room, or the main network feed at InfoWars.com. And spread the links. The revolution against tyranny is now. It's an info war. Only you can stop it. So tell your whole email list and your text message friends about it.
Attention business owners body slammed by overwhelming debt. If your business is in trouble, hassled by creditors, if you're frustrated, finally fed up with big business bailouts while your business has been left for dead, please listen close. There's a brand new fast-track bankruptcy. Some have even called it the biggest small business bailout in American history. Designed for individuals and their businesses. And look, almost no one knows about this yet. My attorney wasn't even aware of it. The truth is, beating the system has never been easy because it's rigged, in a sense, against the little guy. But here's the jaw-dropping news nobody's talking about. They've literally just changed the system so that you can beat it. But only if you understand how the new game has to be played. Find out if you qualify at pocketsoflight.com. This government-backed small business repair program is still legal, but may not be renewed after the election. Fight back fairly, fight back ethically at pocketsoflight.com.